Om Jnana Timadandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. On this auspicious day, the appearance of Sri Balaramaji, we are having this initiation yajna for both first and second initiation. In this yajna, the candidates are officially enrolling in the parampara. And those taking second initiation are deepening their commitment, coming closer. That is the definition of the Sanskrit term for second initiation, mantra initiation, upanayana, coming closer. Coming closer to their spiritual master, coming closer to the parampara. ~90% of our spiritual advancement comes from our dedication to chanting Hare Krishna with attention. Today we want to pray to Sri Balaramji to give us the strength to carry on the holy name of Krishna. No doubt some days or many days or every day you feel inadequate in your chanting. You feel, how will you ever be able to focus your mind, focus your tongue, focus your ears properly on the holy name? Today, let us take strength from Lord Balaram for approaching Krishna. As we'll mention throughout the day today, Lord Balaram gives the strength by which you can approach Krishna. Lord Balaram is the source of spiritual strength. Baladev, not material strength we want from him. Although Krishna is the source of everything, including Balaramji, then again, there's very little difference between Krishna and Balaram. But we'll talk more about that later today. Everything comes from Krishna, Janmadiya Sitaha. The absolute truth is that from which everything emanates. So, the material strength that we see in this world is just a perversion of the spiritual strength coming from Balaram. There's no doubt we need strength to go on in our bhakti yoga, to maintain our vows for chanting, for following the four rules. This requires strength and determination. So all of us, besides those candidates for first and second initiation, all of us attending here today, let us pray to Sri Balaram for the strength to go on in Krishna consciousness. Let us not consider that we've got it all together and that we are very competent and expert, very pious, very cultured and well-mannered. Let us accept our position as the most fallen. And remember that Sri Balaram comes as Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Ram, who specializes in gathering the worst. Lord Chaitanya mainly delivered aristocrats, brahmanas, sannyasis, but he empowered Nityananda Prabhu to do a task that even he said he could not do. And Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balaram, Bhajendananda, what is it? Satyasuta. Balaram Hoyalavata. Narottam Das Thakur has certified Lord Balaram is Nityananda. We need strength to carry on the yajna of the holy name. Our chanting is a yajna. It's a sacrifice. That means we could be doing so many other things besides chanting. But we're sacrificing time and concentration and energy to chant the holy name. In the beginning, that chanting is done because of obligation. There's nothing wrong with doing something because of obligation. There are so many material obligations. Why should there not be spiritual obligations? First chant out of spiritual obligation because you promised. And then, after some time, the spontaneous attraction for chanting will arise. As Srila Prabhupada described, at that time, you won't simply try to squeeze out your 16 rounds. You'll be thinking, why just 16? Why not 16,000 rounds? Why not 16 million rounds? That is the platform of spontaneous chanting. But in the beginning, you may find you have to push yourself to chant, to arrange your day so the chanting is done properly. Don't feel bad about that, and don't neglect this effort. Krishna is pleased by the effort you make to properly chant his name. And there will come the time, if you continue in your dedication to chanting, there'll come a time when you won't want to stop chanting. You'll think, why can't I just chant and chant and chant and chant? Just like Haridas Thakur, when he was about to leave this world, Lord Chaitanya told him, you don't have to complete your rounds anymore. Because Haridas Thakur was saying, I have a disease, I'm sick. And Lord Chaitanya was inquiring about his health, and Haridas Thakur revealed, my disease is I haven't finished my rounds. This is the Namacharya giving us something to think about. You may be concerned with my physical sickness, but my actual disease is I haven't finished my rounds. That lets us know, when we haven't finished our rounds, and it's getting to be 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, we should know we're in a disease condition. We've got to do something quick. And if the rounds slip day after day and gradually become more and more extinct, they start to disappear, we should know we're in a very, very deadly condition. This is what Haridas Thakur is certifying. My disease is I haven't finished my rounds. Lord Chaitanya told him, on your spiritual platform, you don't have to chant a fixed number of rounds now, especially as you're about to leave this world. But Haridas Thakur insisted, I want to go on chanting. So this is the spontaneous platform of chanting. Even Lord Chaitanya himself, the Supreme Personality Godhead, says, you don't have to chant your rounds, it's all right. No, no, I want to go on chanting. In the neophyte stage, if someone tells you, you don't have to chant your rounds, oh, wonderful. I'll just believe in Krishna. I'll just think of Krishna. Yes, you've heard many persons, they say, I'm not chanting, but I'm thinking of Krishna always. But in this age of Kali, you cannot think of Krishna until you are chanting properly. The chanting produces the natural thoughts of Krishna. Therefore, we want to strive to chant without offense. And as we always point out, all the offenses can be avoided if you simply pay attention while you're chanting. If you arrange your life so that you will focus upon the holy name with maximum attention, you'll avoid the offenses. This initiation ceremony, for those who are taking first, marks their formal enrollment in the academy of chanting the holy name, Krishna. Not that your chanting before was worthless, no. The holy name does not wait for it showing its effects for initiation. When you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, Nam Prabhu, the holy name, does not ask you, are you initiated? No. Immediately there's an effect. But when you formally enroll in the academy of Harinam, that means you're being personal. You're making a commitment. And commitments imply that the relationship is more enduring, it's more serious. Just like that's why civilized persons marry. They may feel some attraction, they may feel they like each other, but when there's the marriage commitment, that shows things are serious. And everyone else who is civilized, that is, takes it seriously. So in that way, initiation into the holy name is very important. You may say, well, I'm feeling Krishna conscious. Why is there a need of initiation? Every day I'm thinking of Krishna, I'm chanting. Reminds me of what one couple told me in New Zealand. They said, well, why is there need of marriage? We care for each other. What is the need of formal obligation? The main thing is, right now we feel so favorably inclined toward each other. So then I explained how. In human civilization, formal commitment is there because the mind will change. Just like you notice in your chanting, some days the chanting proceeds so nicely, other days your mind is raging. Without the formal vow, you may just decide you'll chant only on the days your mind feels like it. So after I explained to this couple that, you know, formal commitment makes the relationship more serious, they thought about it, and then they made their own solution and came back and told me about it. They said, we went to the beach with the sun shining, and we held hands and said to the sun, we said to the ocean, we are married. This is Kali Yuga. So again, I had to explain the basics of human civilization. My point is that commitment is an indication of seriousness. It's a personal thing. It's not just an empty formality. It is true that the most important thing is in your heart. You cannot cheat Krishna just by sitting in an initiation yajna. He knows your heart. But still, Krishna asks that you connect to him through parampara, through disciple succession. So by your sitting at the initiation yajna, you're being personal. You're doing things Krishna's way. And Krishna appreciates that. First initiation means beginning. You get a chance. You take the bhakti lata bij, the seed of the creeper of devotion, into your heart, and you water it every day. For those taking second initiation, they're meant to demonstrate the qualities and activities of a brahmana. That doesn't mean simply to wear a string around your shoulder. Strings are very cheap. How much Brahmin threads cost now in India? 2 rupees for one thread. 2 rupees. All right. Anyone can go get a thread for 2 rupees. You don't even have to go to India. You can go to the shop, get some string, and make some threads. But how can you manufacture Brahmana qualities, Brahmana activities? That's what we want to see here in the Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir community. There are such beautiful deities, and they're here to give an opportunity for seva. We should not consider that the deities are a burden. Who has to cook for them today? Who has to dress them today? How would you like someone to serve you with that kind of mentality? No, you want to be served with love and affection. So, the deity is there so that we can begin our quest for love and affection by serving Krishna according to duty and obligation. Therefore, the most important principles for deity worship, archana, seva, in the beginning are cleanliness and punctuality. And when one serves the deity, he or she should be thinking, not that it's me and Krishna, it's me and Jagannath Baladev, it's me and Sri Sri Gaura Nittai, just us together. No, you should be thinking you are the humble servant of your spiritual master who's serving the deities. That is very important consciousness. We want to establish a class of brahmanas. That means devotees who are studying the shastra, teaching the shastra, distributing the shastra, worshipping the deity, teaching others to worship the deity, and giving and receiving charity. Those are the 6 activities of the brahmana. So those who are taking second initiation have to demonstrate as many of these activities of the brahmana as possible. Then people will take the brahmanas very seriously. One of the symptoms of the age of Kali is that there are no qualified brahmanas. The whole problem began when the unqualified son of a brahmana, the young boy Sringi, cursed Prichit Maharaj. The young boy misused his brahminical tejas, his brahminical powers, to curse such an extraordinary devotee king. In that way, Kali Yuga was ushered in. And this mistake by the young brahmana boy signaled that brahmanas were no longer actually qualified, regardless of their birth. I always like to tell the story how I was on a, what do you call it, those three-wheeled rickshaws in Delhi. Auto rickshaw. And so I got to my destination, and the driver, he wanted more money than what we had originally agreed. And of course, I wasn't going to do that. And I just, told him, no, fixed price, we agreed. And he was arguing on and on as I was getting out of the auto rickshaw. Then finally, he did his most powerful presentation why I should give him more money. He reached under his dirty t-shirt and pulled out a thread. Brahmana! Now you should give me the money. So this is why people don't take brahmanas seriously. It's become just an empty formality, a social symbol, and no one understands the qualities and activities that a brahmana should do. Actually, a Vaishnava is more than a brahmana. But for the sake of functioning, we require a head on the social body. All parts of the body are necessary. You would not, as Srila Prabhupada would often say, cut off your legs or your hands, say they're not important, they're not essential. But still, the head gets the most attention because the head is meant to give direction to the rest of the body. But there has to be the rest of the body in order to give direction to it. So that way, all parts of the Vedic system, the Vedic social organization, are important. But especially right now, in this time in the world, we need to create a class of brahmanas, real brahmanas. And so we are hoping that those taking second initiation today will show the ideal qualities of a brahmana and participate in the deity worship, participate in cooking for the deities. That's also part of the deity worship. And a brahmana is studying the shastra and teaching others the shastra, distributing Krishna consciousness. So let us see those activities from our new brahmanas. And the first initiates, of course, they're always showing attachment for chanting the holy name with attention. We should, that is, all those who've already taken initiation, maybe many, many years ago, we should, when we attend initiation yajnas, think about how we should take our chanting to another level. Initiation yajnas remind all of us of our vows to develop attachment for the holy name of Krishna, to chant without offense. We just don't want to be spectators. We want to use this yajna to reinvigorate our vows, reinvigorate our commitment. And of course, it's with great joy that we watch these initiates partake of their vows before the yajna fire, which is Vishnu, before the deity, before the Vaishnavas. A deep impression is formed on our hearts that, yes, our main business in life is to go back to Godhead. Therefore, on this auspicious day of the appearance of Sri Balaram, let us all welcome these new participants, formal participants in the parampara, and welcome those who are taking second initiation, and we should all look forward eagerly to their brahmana activities. When a community has that kind of expectation, it's good for the members. If someone's taken second initiation and they don't show any qualities of the brahmana, that's a letdown. So it's good that there are social expectations. These are Krishna's expectations. And we want a culture, a society, which represents Krishna's expectations. That is why it's so valuable to always remain in the society of devotees. So here in the Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir community, you have such vibrant opportunities for brahmana activities. Everyone should take advantage. We have devotees who are leading the way in serving the deity, devotees who are leading the way in teaching the shastra, devotees who are leading the way in distributing Krishna consciousness to others who know nothing about Krishna. And there's ample charity being given. So many families support the worship of the deity. That is a great privilege. Normally, a temple, a mandir in India, is surrounded by land with many cows, and the deities are supported in that way. But here in this, in Melbourne, Albert Park, you won't find that we're able to have acres and acres of pastures with countless cows. So therefore, the charity is there that the community members contribute for the support of the deity. Such a wonderful opportunity. And then you can also receive charity. What is the charity that you get back in return? Prasad. Krishna prasad offered to the deity. And you also get knowledge. In this way, there's reciprocation. And that is how the spiritual community increases in vibrancy, increases in potency by this reciprocation going on from in both ways. The devotees serve Krishna, and Krishna is eager to inspire the devotees with more and more Krishna consciousness.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Kunantu Mahadeva Janaha Kunantu Manasa Dhyaha Kunantu Vishwa Bhutani Jata Veda Punimam Om Asya Karmana Punyaham Bhavantu Bhuvantu Om Punyaham Om Punyaham Om Punyaham Om Udgate Vashakune Samagayasi Brahma Putre Vashamaneshu Samshati Visheva Vajishu Shumati Rapitya Sarvato na shakune badramavada, Vishvato na shakune punyamavada, Om asya karmana swasti bhavantu bhruvantu, Ayushmate swasti, Om swasti, Om swasti, Om swasti, Om swasti no indra vidhashravaha, Swasti na pusha vishvaveda, Swasti na stacho aristanehi, Swasti na vrihaspatir dadatu, Om asya karmana vidhim bhavantu bhuvantu, Om vidyatam, Om vidyatam, Om vidyatam, Om ridhyam astam, Sanuyam avajam anumantram, Sarate ho payatam Yashona pakvam Mando shantara Bhutam swaha Ashrino kama matraha Om swasti no govinda Swasti no ashikananda Swasti no vasudeva Vishnu jadatu Swasti no narayano narovai Swasti no rishikesho Hare jadatu Swasti no vainaiteyo Arihi swasti no anjana sutranur Bhagavata jadatu Swasti swasti sumangalai Kesho maha Shri Krishna Sachirananda Gana Sarveshvaresha Jagatu Hari Om
Krishna Krishna Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Who are taking first initiation. Usually we call in the same family the elder before the junior, but we are concerned with the spiritual family. So in this case, the mother is the spiritual junior of the son. The son, as you all know, was nicely practicing Krishna consciousness in Melbourne, and then his mother and father decided there needed to be investigation. What has happened? Their boy was a typical cosmopolitan Delhi Wala. And then he went to Australia and became a sadhu. So there was great fear at home. What's become of our boy? He's chanting mantras. He's living near the temple. What will happen to his life? So his mother was deputed to come over to investigate. And she became captured by Krishna, by the devotees. And then when both the mother and the son had been captured by Krishna, the father had to come over to retrieve both the son and his wife. So now, yes, he's reading Bhagavad Gita. Yes, 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 yes. So in this way, the loving waves of the ocean of Lord Chaitanya's mercy spread. One devotee personally told me that in the early days of ISKCON, 1967 or 68, in Montreal, one of the first ISKCON temples. A devotee was in a room with Srila Prabhupada, and all of a sudden, Srila Prabhupada started laughing. And he just laughed, and he laughed, and he laughed, and he laughed, and he just kept on laughing, minute after minute. So the devotees were watching in amazement. And he was laughing and laughing. Just, you know, not just like we laugh, and then, no, minute after minute after minute, just laughing and laughing, just going laughing. Finally, after about 5 minutes of this, Srila Prabhupada opened his eyes wide and said, "Once they come to Krishna, they are caught." So we're very happy on this occasion that both son and mother are officially enrolling in the parampara. So because the son is the spiritual elder, we'll call the son first. The other way, because the deities are there. Say your pranam mantra out loud. Hare Krishna. It's a very happy day for you. All the devotees appreciate your service. Aniruddha Prabhu was telling me how, even though you're a working man in the corporate world, you're there in the morning chanting japa with the devotees, making such a nice example. He's a key contributor, supporting factor for the famous weekend retreats at Nandagram that Nityananda Priya Prabhu and his team organize. Therefore, I've heard all the devotees are very happy for your spiritual birth today. As always, we want to thank the temple president and his wife, Aniruddha Prabhu, Achintya Rupa Mataji, for their efforts in making such an environment where devotees like yourself can plug into, make advancement, and go back to Godhead. What are the four rules?
No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication.
And what to do every day?
Chant minimum 16 times.
All right. Your name is Brahmakund Das. Dandavat. Hare Krishna. You know where Brahmakund is? Yes, it's at the base of Govardhan Hill. This is the place where Brahma offered his prayers, 14th chapter of the 10th canto, Brahma's prayers, after the Brahma Vimohana Leela, the bewilderment of Lord Brahma, when Krishna expanded himself into so many calves and cowherd boys. So Brahmakund is the kund where Brahma offered his prayers. It's also the place where Sri Madhavendra Puri was chanting. Oh, no, that's... No, it's... It's the place where Bilba Mangala Thakur, Lila Shuka, performed his bhajan and entered into the pastimes of the Lord. All right. Brahmakund. Hari Bol. Now the mother. So your service is also so much appreciated by the devotees in the community. And all the devotees get great joy from seeing this mother and son team. She's doing service like...
Garlands.
What else?
Supporting her son.
Cooking for the devotees, I thought so, yes.
She calls a lot of boys that are weekly, 2-3 times, some boys go to their house for dinner.
Oh, but no one invited me for these feasts. Now the secrets are coming out. This is quite amazing, because I've been told, I don't know if it's true, you can correct me, but I've been told that in your home in Delhi, you know, you never did any housework or cooking. Always had, you know, so many servants. Now she's happy to make garlands, menial service for the Lord, cooking for others. This is the effect of devotional service. So please continue in this way, making such a nice example. And when other boys have their mother come over to investigate, you'll be able to talk to them. And what are the four rules?
No meditation, no intoxication, no disease, no gambling.
And what to do every day?
At least 16 minutes.
Minimum. Yes. You can, yes, you can chant more. All right. Your name is Govinda Kund. Yes, Govinda Kund is also near Govardhan Hill. This is where Indra offered his prayers to the Lord after causing such devastation, sending the Samvartika clouds to rain upon Vrindavan, and then Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. And afterwards, Indra offered his prayers. You can read those prayers in the 10th canto also. And yes, Govinda Kund is the place where Sri Madhavendra Puri was chanting japa, and Gopal came to him and fed him. And he had a dream at night about the Gopal deity saying, please come, dig me out. So now we have Brahmakund and Govinda Kund. Hare Krishna.
Om Ajnana,
Om Ajnana,
Tirandasya,
Tirandasya,
Jnananjana,
Jnananjana,
Salakaya,
Salakaya,
Chakshuru,
Chakshuru,
Nitam Yena,
Nitam Yena,
Tasmai,
Tasmai,
Gurave Namaha,
Sri Gurave Namaha,
Swaha,
Swaha, Globishtam
Stapitam
Jena Bhutale
Svayam Rupa
Tadamayam
Padhati
Sva
Padantikam
Svaha
Svaha
Svaha Chaitanya
Manobhishtam
Stapitam
Jena Bhutale
Svayam Rupa
Tadamayam
Dadati Sva
Tadantikam
Svaha
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 Parakamalam
Sri Gurum
Vaishnavamsa
Sri Rupam
Sagrajatam
Sahaganam
Vaganatam Vitam
Tam Sajivam
Sadvaitam
Savadhutam
Parijana
Saritam
Krishna Chaitanya Devam
Sri Radha Krishna
Padam
Sahagana
Kalita
Sri Vishakam Vitam Cha
Svaha
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 Nama
Vishnu Padaya
Krishna Vrishtaya
Bhutale
Srimate
Devamrita Swami
Iti Namine
Swaha
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 Prachare
Purva Daksham Cha
Bhaktachara
Pravinata
Paratakapi
Karunyam
Yasya
Sarve
Chate Namo Namaha
Svaha
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 Namo
Vishnu Padaya
Krishna Vrishtaya
Bhutale
Srimate
Jagannath Swami
Iti Namine
Swaha
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 Om
Nama Om
Vishnu Padaya
Krishna
Prashtaya
Bhutale
Srimate
Bhakti Vedanta
Swami
Iti Namine
Swaha
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 Om
Namaste
Saraswate
Deve
Gauravani
Pracharine
Nirvishesha
Shunyavadi
Paschatya
Deshatarine
Bhakta Shaktikam Om Shanti 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 Om Mantrahinam Kriyahinam Vishihinam Shayadhave Astuta Sarvama Siddha Krishna Karsha Prasadata Yatkinchit Vagunam Jatam Tadosa Pratamanaya Shri Krishna Swaranam Karomi Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Jai Shri Balaramaji.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Jai 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 Jai